So right now, let us now bring in Pat Pagano, and let's take a look at our tri-state forecast. Pat, what a morning I've had so far.
I'm just thinking, I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking that you have to take your both arms, start off on the right, and move to the left, and just take all that equipment and dump it on the floor and get all brand new stuff.
No, it's all brand new stuff. I think the cats are involved in this. I came in, now you would know what would happen. I came into the studio at about 5:45 to get ready to go on air. None of my on-air computers work. I mean, the computers work. None of the screens work. So I don't have a production screen. I don't have an on-air screen. I don't have a record screen for when I record you and other people. So I didn't get on the air till about 6:25, because what I did is I've got everything running off of one screen here in the main computer. And it took me about 20 minutes to set that up. So that is enabling us to do what we're doing right now. And after 7 o'clock, when I get some time, I'll start investigating around and see exactly what it is the cats did. Obviously, somehow, all the uninterruptible power supply for all the monitors went south, but I seriously doubt that. I've got a feeling the cats have stepped on some sort of button for a power supply strip. So we'll see, but it's been a hell of a start to the morning, Pat, is all I'll tell you.
I'm sorry to hear that. But can you not keep the cats out of the studio?
Well, it's hard because the air conditioning system has to be balanced. And when you shut the door to the studio gets excessively hot. It gets about 80, 85 degrees.
Okay.
And then the computers start to malfunction because it's too warm.
Okay.
So
can you replace the door in the studio with a full screen door?
No, because then, of course, the sound goes out from the rest of the station. We got to find a way around it. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the uninterruptible power supply went south that controls all the monitors. But this is the first time in my career this has happened with all the monitors gone. And it's really strange when you can't see what's going on. It's kind of like flying a plane only on instruments. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you're the pilot, you can't see it all. You can't see it all, so you have to really trust your instincts, and you have to know what the instruments are saying. But anyways, enough about me. I walked out this morning, and it is a chilly morning. I guess it'll be a little chillier tomorrow.
Right. Today we'll have variable cloud cover, and there could be a late day shower. No big deal. That's a front, mid-50s, and then behind the front, clear, frosty tonight, low 30s, partly sunny and breezy, low 50s Wednesday. Wednesday night, you're in the 20s. Thursday, sun and patchy clouds, 50. Sun and some clouds Friday, low 50s. The weekend, in the 50s, and sunny.
So we're actually into fall weather. A settled-in fall weather pattern, it looks like, for right now.
Yeah, for right now. It definitely looks like things are going to warm up next week. I think much of next week will be mild. So, it always balances out. And, I mean, that's a good thing, because next week is the second week in November. Then it looks like things will get colder again the third week in November. So, 1 week here, 1 week there. And what more can I tell you? At least there are no storms in sight.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about that. You'll just have to worry about being warm in the morning. That's all.
Well, my furnace is working fine. My Ford Explorer has a remote starter on my iPhone. And that starts. And you know what? What I can do, what's great about this new car, is that you can program it. So I have it programmed to start Monday through Friday at a certain time, and then Saturday and Sunday at another time. So I don't have to push any buttons. It automatically starts that I programmed into the computer in the car, which is kind of cool. I don't manually have to do it.
Okay. Whatever floats your boat.
Now, well, that floats my boat because that car has heated seats and air-cooled seats, but it also has the heated steering wheel. And now that I have a heated steering wheel, I will never, ever drive another car without a heating steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
It is the best.
And I bet you have the side view mirror defrosters, right?
Oh, yeah. The side view mirror defrosters. Yeah. And the minute the car starts up and it notices, you set your temperature inside the car, okay? The minute the temperature is about 4 degrees below that, it automatically puts on the defrosters. It automatically puts on the rear defroster. It automatically puts on the, like you say, the side mirror defrosters. And it sets the temperature for the seats and for the steering wheel. So you get in nice and into a comfortable car.
Comfortable car. It's amazing. It's amazing how they pulled out all the stops with the cars. Yeah, I know. I understand. I got a message on my email saying that your Nissan Rogue shows that you must check your tire pressure because the tire pressure has to be adjusted in the wintertime. So I went into the car yesterday, and I hit my little menu button, and the left side was 31 and 31, and the right side was 30 and 30. So I'm saying to myself, so what's the problem here? You know, they're almost four is the same, except for 1 pound less on the right side. What is it supposed to be, and what am I supposed to do? Just told me to check my tire pressure. I have no idea.
Go out there and put a pound of air in each one of the tire that's low. What it'll do is the tires will not wear evenly if the pressure's off like that.
Okay.
But also now, getting air nowadays is also a PIA. Oh yeah.
I mean, at one point it used to be free. Now you walk up to it. Some places charge like 50 cents to get the air.
And then other places have they charge, but they have the button where they have the note where they're charging. But there's in Sharon, the gas station has gone beyond that. They added an extra button so people don't have to pay. It's right on the pump. You can just push the pump, and it gives you 5 minutes to do your air. You don't have to pay.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just part of what their service is, which is nice.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, that's good. I mean, considering the fact that ever since the cyber attack on the gas lines, the gas prices went up then. They rectified that whole thing in a couple of weeks, and the gas prices never, ever came down.
No, right now, regular, in Sharon, I think regular is $3.90, and in Salisbury, I think it's like $3.85.
Yeah, we're not that high here. We're about $3.22, but I saw some people who came from California over the weekend.
Oh, they're around $5.
$5 to $7.
Yeah. And then you look at that, and I've got a friend who lives in Ireland, and their gas is constantly $6 to $7 a gallon.
Wow.
When you put the exchange rate in, so what the heck? It is what it is. We can't do anything about it, you know.
No, you're absolutely right, Marshall. There is nothing we could do about it except don't buy gas.
Yeah. So now, so we're going to use a term from our favorite person that we know of, meteorologist Bob Harris, for people's stroll to the polls today.
Is that what he used to say, good old Bob?
Every election day, he would say, for your stroll to the polls. And then he'd give the forecast.
Well, for your stroll to the polls today, what can I tell you? Wear a jacket. I really don't think you need an umbrella. So, just get out there and vote and do what you have to.
He also had German shepherds. He loved.
Oh yeah,
German
I know.
Shepherds.
I met both of them. Yep.
Yeah. And so, and you don't have a German shepherd, but you've got Shirley.
Yeah.
How's Shirley doing? She doing all right?
Oh, she's doing great. She's sleeping right now.
Well, there you go. Wouldn't you and I like to be sleeping right now?
Absolutely love it.
Pat, I guess we'll speak to you tomorrow morning, and we'll see what happens in the adventurous life of Marshall Miles.
Yeah. Oh, Marshall, right.
Yep. All right, Pat. I'll check with you manana.
You got it. Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio. And now I have to go click the button to stop this.